It's Hank FM, and let's roll out the reason.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Oh, even though we try. But eventually, hey, somebody's got to be on the naughty list. And let's put Waymo down there.
Oh, no.
Waymo cars, these are the self-driving little taxi cars that are starting to make their way over to our fair burgs. But so far, pretty much concentrated at this point down in Austin. And they've been running there for a while. Dallas is starting to see them now. And we're starting to see consistent things with these self-driving cars and the like. Namely, in fact, there's a big deal down in Austin. They don't stop for school buses. The Waymo cars.
And you saw this in action.
Oh, well, yeah. Taking U-turns and making lefts into one-ways.
That was
in the matter of like 10 minutes down there when we were there last year. But this now, as it's moving up in video on the Dallas side, shows what riders are doing more than just a few times when they're in the back and letting Waymo do all the driving. Peacefully asleep. Just eyes shut, head back.
Hey, night.
Somebody was curled up in the fetal position on the back seat.
And this counts as driving.
Which in any taxi is not a good thing to do, period, but let alone that right there. We'll see how this all shakes out, but they're not stopping. Literally, they don't stop. Keep coming.
What was wrong with taxi cabs?
Questions. Hey, I'm walking
here. Excuse me. Yeah, police were shocked when they showed up to the scene of an accident recently to find Calvin Johnson behind the wheel of a stolen BMW. But he had a very good reason for it. Mm. You see, he had been teleported into the car before driving 100 miles an hour, then crashing out. Now, good Samaritans were standing by to rescue him. Officers didn't exactly believe his story. He's now facing a few different charges, not teleportation, but grand theft in Florida.
If he could only teach us the way, that would be amazing right there.
But again, Waymo may be a better option.
Well, if we could teleport, we wouldn't need them. See, two with one stone right there. There's a woman over there in London who hospitalized herself because over the course of weeks that turned into just over a month, she was starting to freak out big time, thinking someone was attempting to communicate with her through her refrigerator. It turns out, according to her brother, it's one of those smart fridges in the person. It was on display mode. And it was an advertisement of a person that just kept coming up on the LED screen in the front.
And she thought she was losing her marbles.
It's not a self-driving fridge.
Not yet. Some Christmas displays have to have fun things with them, like a Clint Black to light them up. Others, well, squirrels gone wild. The fine designers in Nampa, Idaho, were horrified to discover that some hungry squirrels chewed straight through their holiday electrical system. 22,000 lights went kaput. They're now putting up ultrasonic speakers to deter all the naughtiness from here on out.
Mm. Squirrel gonna squirrel. What are you gonna do? Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. Thuggin'.
You know, on a flip side, a little nice note in why we can't have nice things. A why we can't have nice things scenario was going down. But a bank teller up there in Missouri stopped a woman from losing what would be thousands of dollars by right there up there at the desk alerting her and saying, hey, this is a scam you're about to just give all this money to.
Yeah.
It was one of those fake jury duty scams.
Oh, no.
Scammer poses law enforcement and was pressuring the lady to stay on the phone while you're in the bank at the counter demanding a cash bond. But the teller was like, nope. And authorities, of course, warning these scams are on the rise. It's holiday season and yada, yada. That actual authorities will never request money or issue arrest threats by phone. They'll just show up and they're old school.
Hello?
They do it in person.
So has anyone seen Mary Carol McDonald? Now, this woman has quite the gift of persuasion. She's 73 years old and allegedly pretended to be an heiress to the McDonnell Aircraft Company. She somehow made her dream come true and bilked $30 million from some very gullible bankers. She enjoyed quite a lifestyle, luxury cars, high-end clothes, the best things in life. Authorities now believe she's in Dubai. Mm. Would also like to have a conversation with her.
Well, good luck getting anybody out of that. Dum, 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 dum. And then finally, talking about going old school, let's talk about this particular 24-year-old man who is, you know how they say, oh, he's well beyond his years. He's an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
This guy kind of was. And arrested for it. Last Friday, robbed a liquor store armed with an antique gun.
Oh!
And I took a look at this. And it's a pistol, but it's like an old-timey musket that really looks like a dueling pistol. It's a one-shot, so I don't know what the backup plan was, but it's a single-shot percussion derringer from the mid-1800s.
Oh, boy.
And Dylan Redfern thought that this was exactly the tool and instrument to get the job done. I mean, he was pointing it at people, and that's not good. Nobody was hurt. No shot went off, and it's unclear where he got the gun. And when they arrested him, he said, "Don't worry, I don't even know how to use that thing."
Dum 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 d